Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and you can also find my blog there. Don't forget the thousands of archives and thousands of articles that are there. These are things that these are resources of that we've had contributed to us by our Brain Trust members, either by me, articles that I've written or articles that our Brain Trust members have written and have given us to use, to make available to you. Also, the thousands of archives are the evidence of my work on this show over the last several years. And you can go there and find a category. The archives and articles and Brain Trust members are laid out in topics. You can find a topic you like, or you can find a Brain Trust member you like, and follow that trail and find some information that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And it might help you decide not to go into business. By the way, I told you Michael Chandler was going to be with us. He looks like he may not be. We're working on that right now. But you and I are going to continue to march, because I want to continue what I was saying as we went to the break. And that's that business ownership is not for everyone. Business ownership is something that you really have to want to be a business owner. And you have to really be, it has to be something, you have to be doing something that you really want to do more than anything else in the world, as far as, especially professionally speaking. Now, you know, this is, your business shouldn't compete with your family. Your business shouldn't compete with your faith. It shouldn't compete with your health or your well-being in general. But it is very important. It's right up there near the top of that list. And it's something that you must be excited about. And one of the reasons that I point this out, folks, is because a small business, if you work for a larger business, you've seen people, you've seen all your peers, you know what your job was like, you know what your manager's job was like, and you see people doing all these things, but they basically are doing one thing, or maybe one or two things. There's a lot of verticalism in a big company. There's a lot of people doing individual things, getting really good at that. But you don't see an awful lot of people wearing multiple hats. Sometimes you do, but not too much. Usually in big companies, they've got somebody to do every little thing. Small businesses are not like that. Small businesses are not big businesses that are just small. It's a different species. It's a different environment. It's a different world. It's like another universe, in fact. And so once you become a business owner, you actually live in, to continue the universe metaphor, you actually have to learn how to operate in two universes. One universe is the operating universe. That's the day-to-day, you know, it's like, you know, everybody likes to have babies, but not everybody likes to change the diaper. You know, a lot of people like to have business, own a business, but they don't always like to deal with the accounting and the taxes and the regulations and the hiring and the firing and the inventory management and the capitalization of the business, the capitalizing the growth of the company. Those are hard. That's the operating side, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the side that a lot of people don't like to do. Now, the reason I'm telling you about that is because there is this other universe, and that's the fun stuff. That's what the business does. If it's in, you know, I always like to use the example of the shoestrings. If you're in the shoestring business, that's the thing that you do. You may love to be in the shoestring business, but you might not love being in the operating business, the operating of the shoestring business. So what I recommend that you think about is, before you start, you decide to start your business, or if you're already in a business and you're not having much fun, and maybe not, and if you're not having much success, it may be because you haven't found out a way to enjoy it, to have fun doing what you're doing. So before you continue that business, or before you start that business, ask yourself, is the thing that I'm going to be doing, the shoestring part, the battleship part, the potatoes part, the steak part, the tire part, I don't care what the industry is that something that I not only know pretty well, I kind of know that industry pretty well, but is that something that I really love to do? Nothing makes me happier than to see somebody drive away from off of my parking lot with a brand new set of sparkling tires, you know, shined up and making that car look good. Nothing makes me happier than the smell of synthetic rubber or whatever it might be. That's, you love that so much, you just can't wait to go back to work. You almost don't want to leave work, and when you wake up in the morning, you can't wait to get back there. If you aren't in that kind of a state of mind, then you're not going to be very happy as a small business owner, because you do have to live in this other universe. If you're selling for a big company, that's all you have to do is sell. You don't have to deliver. You don't have to do maintenance. You don't have to do the accounting. You don't have to do the budgeting. You don't have to do the marketing. You don't have to do the other stuff. But when you're a small business owner, you not only have to sell what it is that you have, the things that you love, but you do have to do all the other stuff. You have to change the diaper on your business. You've got to buy the braces. You got to deal with the teenage years, so to speak. All those metaphorical things that businesses, you know, that's in that other universe, that operating side of the universe. And you know, people have said it's a good thing children are cute, because, you know, how many would we have them, you know, if they weren't so darn cute and lovable most of the time? Well, it's the same thing with your business. If it weren't so cute, if the industry side of your business wasn't so cute to you, you wouldn't want to, you probably won't make it. So think about that before you go into business. Is this what I love? Am I willing to deal with almost anything to be able to be here to do this? If you're in a business already and you're not having much fun or not having much success, ask yourself, why is that? Is it because I really don't love what I'm doing and the operational side is getting me down? Quick break, stand by. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Don't go away. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm talking about just you and me, and I'm talking about some of the things that you should think about before you start your business, or if you're already in the business and things aren't going well, you're not having fun, things aren't working out the way you thought they would. You know, part of the reason why things aren't working out might be because you got some bad fundamentals. You're undercapitalized, and you need some help with the financial element of it. You know, the operating side of your business is pretty scientific. There's not a lot of art to operating. It's pretty fundamental. I mean, if you know how to do it, you can learn it. You can repeat it. The other side, the product side, the industry side, the marketing side, the customer side, the other side, that's a little more artistic. Some of it is scientific, but a lot of it's artistic. A lot of it is your creative way of delivering whatever it is that you sell. But the operating side is pretty automatic. And what you've got to do, if you're gonna make it, I think that when you start out as a small business and you're small and you're undercapitalized, as most of us, as basically all of us have been and probably still are. You've got to make sure that whatever it is that you're doing is something that you love so much that you'll put up with almost anything. You'll deal with almost anything. You'll deal with the stress and the risk and the challenges of growing this business, almost anything, to be able, just to be able to be around this thing that you love, this way of doing business, this kind of a business, the tire store, the manufacturing company, the farm, whatever it might be, that is what you do as a small business owner. You'll do almost anything to be able to do that, including deal with the operating side, the mundane side, the diaper changing side, as I've said, and then you just grow your business a little bit. Small steps, maybe small steps initially, till you get to the point where you can hire people who love to do the operating side. Hey, guys, there are people out there who love accounting. There are people out there who love to count inventory. There are people out there who love to manage trucks and stuff like that. They love it. They couldn't do any of the stuff that you do in the marketplace. They don't want to do that. They love the diaper changing part of a business. Find those people, hire them, let them do that side. You've already done it. You've paid your dues. You've gotten to that point. And now you can focus. Now you still have to manage that side. You're still responsible because everything, the buck stops on your desk. You're responsible for everything your company does or fails to do as the owner. As the CEO. And so you still have to manage all that, but you don't have to do it. You can let somebody else do it. And then you can focus on the things that are more fun for you, and that would be the marketing side, dealing with customers, growing the business, finding new opportunities, selling, perhaps. You like to sell, but you don't like to collect, right? I don't either. So you sell, hire somebody to collect. But you got to get through those early stages. Most of us can't start a business and immediately have a top-notch accountant day one. Most of us have to grow into that sort of thing. We have to do our own accounting for a while. And so make sure that if before you start a business, that you understand that there are things about being a small business that will make you not want to come back tomorrow. The operating side of the business will make you want to not come back tomorrow, will make you want to not stay in your business, will make you want to run away. And if you don't have something, if there's not something about that business that you love more than you hate the operating side, then if you don't have something like that, then you shouldn't be a small business owner. You shouldn't be doing this. And if you already are, you need to find something else to do as soon as you can, because it's just a matter of time. And even if you do wind up being successful because you're just, you know, a tough guy, so to speak, check your happiness position. Are you having fun? Is this something you enjoy? Life is short, ladies and gentlemen. Life is too short to do whatever you're doing and be unhappy about it. In the 21st century, you don't have to do that. In America, especially, in the 21st century, you don't have to do that. Find a way to be happy, whether that be as an employee or as an owner. I don't care. I don't care whether you're an employee or an owner. Believe it or not, as I've said before, I don't encourage everybody to be a small business owner. I don't think everybody should. It's not for everybody. But I do believe, what I do care about, is that you find a way to be happy. Because, and I'm not playing the glad game here. I'm not just, this is not my Pollyanna act. I do believe, and this is from a lot of years of experience, it is possible to be happy and to be working. And my mother used to say, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Find out whatever it is that you love to do and do that. And do it whether you're an employee or if you're an owner. Whatever assignment you have, find the thing that makes you happy and do that. Remember, life is short. Quick break, right back with Justin Minkes right after these messages. We're going to talk about leadership. Stay with us.
Inspect. Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.